This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Julie Rajan, who is the executive director of the League of Women Voters of Los Angeles. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you, Mark.
What we're going to talk about is the December 2nd, 2004 debate over who's going to be mayor of Los Angeles in the coming years. What's the role of the League of Women Voters in establishing the ground rules and the candidates for office who will attend and participate in this debate?
First of all, I would like to explain that the League is not sponsoring this debate.
All right.
We have just been working in conjunction with the event organizer, Scott Regberg, and we have provided him with the League's criteria for candidates' participation in a debate.
Right.
We have also been advising him on different formats, and we will be serving as timekeepers at the event.
So essentially you've got three roles here. You're advising on format, you're going to do the timing, and you've provided the criteria for inclusion.
Correct.
Okay. Why don't we take them each in turn? I think you've said you've got a written version of these rules for inclusion that you're going to send me, and I'm going to link it on the site.
Yes, that's correct.
But if you could just sort of briefly give the general gist of who gets in and who doesn't.
I'd like to start off by saying that this criteria is based on the IRS regulations for 501c3 organizations such as the League.
Right.
And they also follow the LA City Ethics rules of engagement, I guess is a good word.
Right.
And that basically means that the candidate must be legally qualified to run for election and to be on the ballot. And typically that means that they have publicly announced their intention to run and that they are publicly committed to be – in this case it doesn't matter.
Where does the being on the ballot rule? The city of Los Angeles has certain rules that people need to do to qualify for the ballot.
And so if they have met those qualifications,
right,
they are then legally qualified to be on the ballot. And that's what we ask. In other words, Joe Public is not legally qualified unless he goes through all of those requirements.
Right. So does that mean that any and all of the people who qualify under the rules of the city of Los Angeles to be on the ballot are entitled ipso facto to be in the debate?
That is one of the requirements.
Oh, one of the requirements. Okay, and then there are
another one is that the candidate must be a significant candidate for the office.
Okay, and how?
And a significant candidate is one who has a reasonable chance of being elected.
All right, and who determines that, or how is that determined?
Then we assess significance along the following factors, and that is the candidate demonstrates the ability to qualify for matching funds under the city ethics law. The candidate shows evidence that a formal campaign is being waged by a number of the following factors, such as the presence of a campaign headquarters, a phone number, that they have staff such as a campaign manager or a treasurer or a PR person, that they have a scheduled campaign appearances, such as a calendar of events that the candidate will attend, and also signs of a fundraising effort, which includes filing funds raised to date on the City Ethics website.
All right.
Then there's another point, and that is the candidate shows evidence of public support by receiving 5% of public recognition in a major, reliable, nonpartisan public opinion poll, which shows all the candidates.
Now, and have those polls already been conducted? Do you have a list of accredited polls that you look at, or and have any or all of those pollsters done polling so far to determine who meets that criteria?
I do not know if the polls have been done yet.
Right.
I certainly haven't seen them, but that doesn't mean that they have not been done.
Right.
And typical pollsters are, like the LA Times, they do that on a regular basis.
Right. And the California poll, I assume, qualifies.
Yes.
So essentially, major news organizations or non-partisan polling organizations such as the California Poll. Mm.
But, you know, something that is reliable and nonpartisan.
Yeah. Right, okay. And you're saying the candidate needs to have 5% in most of those polls,
mm-hmm,
in order to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as of now, do you have a list of those people who qualified and have been invited?
No, I do not. That is not my responsibility.
So you essentially, the League of Women Voters established the criteria, it's going to be the responsibility of the California...
It's really the responsibility of the candidate to show that they meet that criteria.
Okay, so they're excluded until proven, they've got a, it's an opt-in, they have to prove that they're entitled.
Mm-hmm.
And who is going to make that decision, after, according to your criteria, is going to be the California State Forum?
I would guess so, yes. It certainly is not the League.
Okay. So that's what's happening with the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the ground rules, again, give us sort of a overview of what you're trying to achieve with your ground rules, and then we'll talk a little bit about how they're formulated.
The overall guiding rule tenet is that it is inclusive and that as many viable candidates as possible can be included in this. We are not; it is not designed to be exclusive. It is designed to be inclusive.
Okay. All right. I think that pretty much wraps up the part about who gets in. I wanted to talk now about the ground rules for the debate, and what their general intent is. What you're trying to what are the priorities or the principles you're trying to enhance or forward by.
The League specific rules.
The
League is not trying to impose any of that. We were just asked to provide this criteria, which we have done, and then it is up to the sponsors and the event coordinators to choose those rules.
Okay, so are the rules chosen by the California State Forum, and do the candidates or their representatives participate in those discussions, or are they handed down from the League to the Forum,
the League,
and the Forum announces it?
The League
does that work?
Is not involved in that at all. That is why I started off by saying that we are not sponsoring or co-sponsoring this event.
Or determining the ground rules.
Yes, correct.
You've made suggestions to the California State Forum on what the ground rules ought to be.
Yes.
Okay. And... these are pretty much the ground rules that you use in most of the debates that you do sponsor.
Yes.
Okay. And what I was asking about that is what the underlying principles of those ground rules are, about what you're trying to achieve through them.
We're trying to show, again, it goes back to being inclusive.
Right.
And trying to offer all qualified candidates an opportunity to present their views,
okay,
their platform.
All right. And then specifically on the ground, the League is going to be there timing the candidates?
Yes.
Let me ask in a semi-serious way. Do you do rehearsals? Do you train your people there with mock speakers who go over their limits and try to train them to see how they can shut them down if they're going too long?
Who do we train? We train our timekeepers.
Right, your timekeepers. Yeah.
Yes,
do you have mock debates where your timekeepers are trained so they become... they limber up their timekeeping muscles, so to speak?
They learn how to use the stop and start button.
that's what I mean.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Is there any special psychological training that goes into how do you stop a politician who lives to talk from talking?
No, we don't have any psychological training.
Okay. I guess that's about it. You want to say something just in general about how the League of Women Voters sees these debates as an important part of the political process?
Well, we do see them as an important part because this allows the voters to get some understanding of each of the candidates. Now, there will probably be several more debates, so there will be other opportunities for the voters to see. This is just one opportunity for a voter to learn about the candidates.
Does the League plan on sponsoring any debates itself during the course of the campaign?
We are thinking about that.
As of now, you haven't decided.
Correct.
Okay. Well, hopefully when you do decide one way or the other, we can talk about it again and get more people to understand what's going on and understand the role of the League in the political process, mm-hmm, in Los Angeles.
No, we would be delighted with that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.